You're listening to SBS News.
In a World Cup that's been full of drama, it's only fitting that the quarter-final stage would conclude with more of it. Russia has been a surprise team on home soil, and in Sochi, Croatia loomed as the next favourite they were looking to get rid of. A lively opening brought plenty of attack, particularly from the Croats, but no end product. Russia making their guests pay for that in the 31st minute. A fantastic strike from Denis Cheryshev, giving his side a 1-0 lead. That didn't last long, though. Andrei Kramaric justifying his coach's decision to restore him to the starting lineup by scoring the equalising goal, a header from a nice pass by Mario Mandzukic for Croatia 8 minutes later. No goals in a rollercoaster second half had the match destined for extra time, but with a twist. Croatian goalkeeper Daniel Subasic appeared to hurt his hamstring in the dying minutes of the second half. And as Croatia had used all their regular time substitutes, it looked like an outfield player may be required to go into goal. But after an injury-enforced delay, Subasic continued. And even with the option of a fourth substitution once extra time commenced, a new feature at this World Cup, he still didn't come from the field, despite still not looking to be at his best. It didn't look like it would matter, though. A header from defender Domagoj Vida finding its way through a crowd in the 101st minute to give Croatia a 2-1 lead. That looked like the winning goal. But to disregard this Russian team at this World Cup has been to make a very grave error indeed. And when Russia won a free kick on the edge of the box in the second half of extra time, it proved their moment to pounce. Here's how SBS Radio's Russian commentary called what happened.
Ну, Дзагоев, давай, пожалуйста, либо пробей, либо навесь. Субашич не подведет, он обязательно пропустит, я в этом уверен. Давай, Аланушка, подача.
Резаная подача, удар, гол!
The returning Alan Dzagoev with a pinpoint free kick to find the head of defender Mario Fernandez, whose goal levelled the game at 2-2 and sent it to a penalty shootout, with Croatia looking to have a hobbled goalkeeper. However, you never know what will happen in a penalty shootout, and so it again proved. Russia missing two of its first three kicks, including a miss by Fernandez, to hand Croatia the advantage. It was an advantage they didn't squander. And that meant Ivan Rakitic, whose kick won them their penalty shootout in the previous round against Denmark, had the opportunity to seal victory again with his kick here. We'll let SBS Radio's Croatian broadcast describe the scene.
Ali može se veseliti ako Rakitic zabije. Rakitic ide prema lopti, puca, pogađa gol! Croatia u polufinalu svjetskog prvenstva!
A 4-3 triumph on penalties, handing the Croatians their second consecutive penalty shootout victory and eliminating Russia from their own World Cup just days after they upset Spain on penalties. Croatia is now in the semi-finals for the first time since 1998. Croatian captain Luka Modric says his team is proud to emulate the feats of that famous 1998 side and possibly surpass them.
Pa to nas čini iznimno sretnima i ponosnima što je nakon 20
this,
godina opet smo u polufinalu.
This makes us extremely proud and happy that after 20 years we've reached a semi-final of the World Cup. We took the difficult route, we were unlucky in previous major tournaments, particularly at Euros, but now we are collecting those debts at the World Cup this year. Hopefully we'll go a step forward or step further than in 1998. We have all the requisites for that. We have a great team, great background staff, great coach, and I hope that we will be able to make that extra step to reach the final.
Despite the disappointment of the manner of their elimination, Russia went a lot further in this World Cup than most expected. Coach Stanislav Cherchesov says he has no regrets.
I have many drawbacks. I believe that I'm a man of drawbacks more than of good things, and I have many minuses, but I don't regret I never regret. If I take a decision, it's my final decision. If you make a decision, just achieve what you can achieve. I never regret. And the players that I had in this team, I believe that they are the best as of today in Russia, per se. I will not lecture you. I will not tell you on how you make up a team. You look at the names, but I look at their personal characteristics and other things that I'm not discussing here.
The business end of the World Cup generally hasn't been kind to England for the last 50 years. But they entered their quarterfinal in Samara against Sweden, heavy favourites. The opening was somewhat disjointed, but England's strength at this tournament has been their attack from set pieces. And that was what came to the rescue when they won a corner just short of the half-hour mark. Here's how BBC Radio's Five Live called it.
Here's the delivery, which is headed down and in by Maguire! And England are in front! Harry Maguire's been such a presence for England from set pieces. This time, he scored one himself.
193-centimetre tall centre-back Harry Maguire getting on the end of Ashley Young's corner to open the scoring. It was England's eighth goal from a set-piece in this tournament. Raheem Sterling missing a chance to double the advantage before half-time, but Sweden couldn't clear their lines in the face of immense England pressure after half-time, and in the 59th minute, a top-quality pass from Jesse Lingard set up a headed goal from Dele Alli that made it 2-0. English goalkeeper Jordan Pickford made several impressive saves to nullify Sweden on the rare occasions they were able to attack, ensuring the final score remained 2-0. England into a World Cup semi-final for the first time since 1990, amidst growing confidence amongst the English public that they can repeat their World Cup winning feat of 1966. England captain Harry Kane says things are going well, and his team just has to keep doing what they're doing.
We know there's still a big game ahead, obviously the semi-final, but we're feeling good, you know, we're feeling confident. Today was great, we looked composed, we looked like we controlled the game, so yeah, we just have to go again. We're enjoying it, I know the fans here are enjoying it, so we just got to keep doing what we're doing and yeah, make the country proud.
Being proud is one thing, being world champions is quite another. Are England potential world champions? Beaten Swedish coach Jana Andersson says that is indeed the case.
Yes, I definitely believe they are. They're heavy, forceful, well-organized. I would like to pay tribute to both the team and the coach. It's a good football side, and they don't give a lot of openings. I believe that they would be perfectly able to go all the way.
The latest test of whether, as they say, football's coming home comes on Thursday morning when England plays Croatia in Moscow. The prize on the line, a berth in the World Cup final. The winner of that match plays the winner of the Belgium versus France semi-final, to be played in St. Petersburg on Wednesday, in the 2018 World Cup final in Moscow on Monday week. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.